Every other Sunday night in 2009, listeners in Portland, Oregon, and the world over turned off their television sets and video game consoles to sit around their radio and listen to the zombie apocalypse live. Now, for the first time since originally airing, this is Portland AZ, Life After the Zombies.
They knew the apocalypse was coming. They knew death was walking across the land. They did nothing to protect us. The War of the Dead spanned the globe. Now they no longer exist. The lucky ones died in the chaos. We are not the lucky ones. We are the survivors. These are our tales. After the Zombies, Life AZ.
As the long winter slowly releases its grip upon Ross Island survivors, new dangers rise up. As water levels rise with a thawing ice, a small cruise ship, long locked in the ice, slowly makes its way to the island. Mary and the other island leaders must decide to help or turn away whatever awaits upon the slowly drifting ship.
Our best estimate? We have about 8 hours before the boat makes land. We need to decide if we help or turn them away. We need to decide if we risk more of our shrinking resources. You all know how I feel.
If we kept doing things your way, half of this island would be dead.
While the survivors got stronger.
Half of us would be dead.
You have a problem with that? Not like most of us are going to make it anyway.
You're a real bastard. You know that, Tony?
The grizzled veteran decides to speak his mind.
Hey, I only speak when I got something to say. Maybe you should try it sometime.
I say what I want, and I get what I want. You got a problem with that? You are free to leave this tent and go find another bottle to drown in.
Nah, I'm saving that bottle for a special occasion.
Here, on this pit? Gonna be a while.
Oh, I don't know. Tony here keeps yapping his gums. I figure someone will come along, knock out a tooth or two. Well, when that moment comes, time to celebrate.
Was that a threat, Jarhead?
Oh, Jesus Christ on toast, Tony. If you're going to insult someone, at least know where they come from. I was regular army, remember? I like to think before I shoot. I also don't threaten. Remember that.
Can we stop the whizzing contest and come to a decision? While I don't agree with Tony, he's right about time. We don't have much of it.
You can't honestly believe that we should help every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wanders into our camp. Your old boss sure as hell wouldn't.
Well, you sure know how to make friends, don't you, Tony?
I know how to protect my own. Something I suggest we all start doing.
Right, yeah.
And as you can hear, I'm not alone.
Look, I'm not saying we just let them move in without any ground rules. Make an offer. If they take it, we take them.
Yeah, and if they don't...
I don't know.
Thanks for your input. You've been a great help. Now, I suggest...
Sorry I'm late. I can't beat this cold, and the baby needed...
Don't care. You're late, and we've already decided.
Hell, we decided. We listened to you preach to the quorum, and then you said what you wanted to do. That isn't the same as coming to a decision, ass.
Fine. Then we can put it to a vote.
Wait, how do we even know anyone's alive on that boat?
See, I was hoping one of you nice, learned folks was going to bring that up.
We don't.
Which is why we're going to send them away, living or dead.
We can't do that. All we've struggled for to stay alive, to keep humanity going? We can't go back on that now.
Look, I can see both sides. We don't have the resources, but we aren't monsters either.
We've become what we've needed to become. Wall Street or Ross Island, the rules haven't changed. Kill or be killed. Mary knows that better than any of us.
You bastard.
Just call it like I see it, little girl. In fact, I don't even know why you're a part of this decision. Every time you make up your mind... We lose people.
Tony,
am I wrong?
You are so...
Am I wrong?
How dare you? You don't know what I...
We'll do next. You're right. None of us do. But I do know what you won't do.
And what is that, Tony?
Here we go.
You won't cost us another vehicle. You won't cost us another driver. You won't cost us more supplies with your idiotic ideals. And no matter how hard you try...
Easy there, Tony. Come
why?
On now.
No one else gets it easy anymore. Why should little Miss Mary here get a break? She wanted to step up and be a big leader here.
I never asked to lead. I don't want to lead. I don't want any of this.
You sure about that, Mary? Could have fooled me.
That's enough, folks. We got some real crap on the table here.
I didn't see you jumping at the chance to hit OHSU for supplies.
Wait, we all agreed who should go and who should stay.
Oh, sure we did.
Why don't you stop pussyfooting around the subject and say what you want to say to me, Tony?
No matter how many of my people you send into the city...
This ain't gonna be good.
No matter how many Zeds you plug...
You dumbass.
You won't be able to bring Daddy back.
You son of a bitch!
Shooting your infected dad was bad enough, but asking Alan and your little girlfriend to hit the hospital? Damn, it's too bad the end of the world happened. We could have used a cold-hearted bitch like you on the trade floor.
Ah!
Oh, that.
You see?
Come on.
Look!
Enough, Mary!
Someone get
Mary,
this
stop.
Ball
Mary,
off
stop.
Of me!
Come on, Mary.
I got her. I got her.
Now we all see.
You don't know a single goddamn thing about what
Come on, girl. Ease down.
My thanks, Kent. Judith. Nice that you see things my way.
You are a real ass, Tony.
You did it on purpose, didn't you?
You've seen the alternative, my friends. Now, here's what we are going to do about that boat out there.
I am not, damn it. Why did you leave me, Pop? Why didn't you take me with you? I'm not ready for this. I don't want this. Stop it, Mary. You're just letting that blowhard get to you. He doesn't know squat about you, about your life, and about your choices. I didn't send them to die. I don't want them to die. I don't want anyone to die. Please make it back. Please, Anon. Please make it back.
Hey, kid, you decent in there?
What? You come to bust my ass,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, easy, kid. I'm on your side.
Sorry, I'm a little defensive right now.
No need to apologize. He really pushed your buttons, didn't he?
Yeah, and I shouldn't have let him. It doesn't help.
Now, honestly, I was kind of hoping you were going for his junk. Hell, why'd you think I waited a bit before I pulled you off him, huh?
My dad always taught me to never hit a man in the groin.
No, I don't know. Sometimes that's the best way to get to his head. What I meant to say was...
I know what you meant.
No. So, you going to invite me in, or am I going to get drenched here flapping my gums?
Oh, hell, I'm sorry. Come in. Don't mind the mess.
Don't mind. That might be the funniest thing I have heard in months. Don't mind the mess. Hey, where's little James?
He's with Leslie in the med tent. He was sleeping pretty sound. I didn't want to wake him just to try to get him back to sleep again. She'll bring him over when he wakes up.
Yeah. What's it like?
What?
Raising a child in this hell on earth.
Okay, I guess. I'm not really sure how it was before the dead ate everything. This is all I know anymore. I keep thinking about what other parents dream about. Baby's first steps, first words.
Oh, hey, you'll get that. Come on.
If we all live long enough. If he lives long enough.
Well, look at it this way. Think about how proud you'll be when he gets his first headshot, you know?
Oh, God. Baby's first kill.
Yeah.
Baby's first braining. Baby's first... Holy Christ, they're everywhere!
See, that's the spirit.
Damn, that is messed up.
Hey, whatever works, kid. All right, I learned that a long time ago. Zed or Charlie. It don't matter. Laugh or go crazy. That's the rule.
Kit, not to sound rude, but why are you here?
I don't rightly know. I just figured you'd need someone to talk to. And I know what it's like when you're worrying about loved ones in danger.
We're all in danger nowadays.
Yeah, that may be, but yours is facing it dead in the eye.
Nice choice of words.
Unintended, I'm sorry. Also, I didn't want to drink this here hooch all by myself.
I'm not 21.
You know what? Are you kidding me? You think that matters?
Hell no. Guess it's just force of habit.
Yeah, good. Bottoms up, kid. This should here help with the cold.
Oh, dear God. That stuff is nasty.
Yeah, ain't it, though? Come on, pass that over here. Come on. All right, kid, spill it.
Spill what?
I've been watching you for a few weeks now.
Scary much? Give me.
Hey, you're sassy, ain't you? That's sass. I know it.
Sorry. Carry on, good sir.
Now, you know, for a girl that ain't yet of age, you sure put that rot gut down fast. Hand that over. Come here. All I'm saying is, I've been watching you for a while, and now you're a strong girl. Excuse me, strong woman. Too strong to let an ass like Tony get the best of you. Believe it or not, lots of folks do look up to you, especially the younger ones.
Damn it. I don't want that. I just want to live like everyone else on this miserable pit of a home.
You don't get it, do you? The fact that you want to live puts you about head and shoulders above most of the other people sitting here. You ever wonder why only a couple of people...
Drink now.
Oh, excuse me. Ugh. Anyway, you ever wonder why only a couple of folks ever go out on supply runs while the same people keep volunteering to watch duty when everybody else bails?
Yeah, same as me. Hoping one of those trips is your ticket down the rabbit hole.
Oh, bull. You can put on that emo face for other people, but I ain't buying it for a second.
Did you just say emo?
Oh. All right, here's the grandson used to say it. Didn't quite know what it means, but his friends would say it was a primo diss.
Oh, God. Please stop trying to be hip. Here, you need another drink.
You know what? Fine. I'll tell you why you go out there all the time. You go out because you do care. You really do hope that we're all going to get out of this. That you, me, your little family. Hell, even Alan gets out of this alive.
What about Tony?
Oh, did I forget him? How unfortunate.
I don't know, Ken. You heard them in the tent. They couldn't give a crap about who might be on this ship. What's the point of risking our lives when no one cares anymore?
Hey. Folks care, kid. They do. They're just scared. The shock is going to last a long-ass time. Well, take that blowhard Tony for a second. He'd been in control his whole life. Always got what he wanted. Sure, he had to work at it, but still, he got everything. Now, gone. All his skills, all his hard work, whoosh, gone.
Doesn't excuse him being an ass.
No argument here. I'm just trying to explain a little bit, you know?
Does it get any easier? The loss?
Yeah. No, sadly. You get harder, but it never gets easier.
Damn.
Now, you got a choice, though. You can push it down. You can let it eat you up. Or you can use it. Make that pain your own. Walk with it as if it's part of you.
They've been gone a long time.
Hey, look, Alan's a dick, but he knows how to live. And he knows how to keep other people alive. And your partner. Now, see, this is one of these times where I sound very non-groovy.
Yes, because I'm old hat at it. Wait, groovy?
Ah, damn. See, I am getting old. No, I mean, girls dating girls. It just don't make any sense to me, but...
You ain't one to judge?
Oh, hell. We only know each other a few weeks, and you're already finishing my sentences.
I'm not looking for a dad. I'm not.
Hey, not my place to judge one way or another. Though you two ain't exactly helping move the human race along, you know.
Kent!
Hey, I'm sorry. Didn't mean no offense. I'm just saying, I spent a little too much time in a uniform, all right? Uniforms, regs, no rules, that sort of thing. Ugh, hell, like any of that stuff matters anymore. Hey, look, you found someone that loves you and's got your back when the dead come calling. You can't ask for much more than that these days.
I wouldn't call it love.
Sure, because staring up at that big old hospital on the hill for hours every night, that's what every one-night stand does, right?
Hell, Dad said I never did anything slow.
Hey, with Zed's walking the land, going slow is a good way to get dead. Hey, here's to you and your family.
It's acting before thinking!
You damn right! Hoorah!
What the hell? Mary, hello? Is that you in there? Mary, is that you in there?
Yes!
Oh, Mary, you sound such a gruff voice. Sexy, like the guy from Lebowski.
Holy, it reeks in here. What the hell have you guys been drinking?
Busted.
That paint thinner?
Hey, how dare you? This is the finest radiator block hooch a box of 22s can buy.
Come on, Judy, have a snort.
Yeah.
No thanks. And when I tell you what Tony and his crews have planned, you're going to wish you hadn't had any either.
No, wait. What are you talking about?
Tony, he convinced the leaders to sink that ship as soon as it drifts near the island.
Wait, what are you... We're sinking the ship? What the hell is... Oh, crap.
No, easy, kid. Just sit there for a minute, all right? Judy, tell me exactly what they've got planned.
They're going to take some of that hillbilly napalm we made a few months back. And when the ship drifts in, Christ, I know there are living people on that ship. We received their radio signal.
Did you remind them of that?
I tried, but when...
When I acted like a spoiled little girl, oh, they don't care anymore.
Yeah. Tony convinced them that if one person can lose it like that under the strain, imagine a whole ship of people.
Christ. He's right. Tony's right. I am some angel of death.
You shut that kind of talk. Right now, I mean it.
How are we going to stop them, Kent? We can't just let them kill anyone that might be on that ship. To say nothing of any potential supplies that will end up at the bottom of the river.
Yeah.
I say we go kick Tony's ass. And then see if the others still think his plan is a good one.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
No. Seeing Mary kick his ass is only going to rile him up. No. We gotta get to that ship. We gotta see for ourselves what they've got, if anything.
And if it's nothing but Zed?
Yeah, then we bail. No shooting, no heroics, no nothing. We get back on the island and we toss the very first bomb.
And if there are survivors, then what?
And then we find a way to keep everyone alive. Us, them, hell, even Tony and his jag-off supporter.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm in.
And the hell you are, okay? You're still in two sheets to the wind, and you've got a family to take care of, remember?
Well, the apocalypse has a good way of sobering a person up. As for my family, you were right, Kent. This is why I keep going out there. Because one is on the island, and the other is facing God knows what at that hospital. Doesn't mean I don't keep fighting.
Kent?
All right, you bug out the first sign. I mean it. All right, kid already lost one mom. He ain't getting lucky again.
I understand.
This is insane. I won't be a part of this.
I'm sorry, Judy. Well, I hate to do this, but I'm not even giving you a choice. Can't have you running off and telling anyone.
What? Are you going to force me to go with you?
In so many words, yes. But don't worry. We'll bring you back in one piece.
I never knew you could be such a bastard, Kent.
Mary, help Judy here get some medical supplies together. We leave when the sun sets.
That doesn't give us much time once we get to the ship.
We won't need much time. Now go, get going.
Do you expect anyone to try and stop us?
No. Now, you know as well as anyone that once the sun goes down, people pretty much stick to their tents.
Except those with suicidal tendencies.
What if Tony shoots early?
No, he won't. No, I know his type. He's enjoying tonight.
Which is what we should all be doing as well.
Later. After we see if anyone is still alive on that ship.
Damn!
What?
Look over there by the raft. Hell, it's... what's his name again?
That's Gary. Poor self-hating Gary.
Right, the comic book store guy?
No, game store, but yeah, that's him.
Well, wasn't he watch last night?
He takes watch almost every night.
Great.
Dude has some serious guilt eating away at him.
Good.
Good?
Yeah, we can use that. I mean, play to it. He'll let us slip out with the raft, not even a peep.
And if he doesn't, you gonna kidnap him as well?
No. Hey, Gary, how you holding up, everybody?
Hey, Kent. Oh, Mary, Judith. I don't need anyone to relieve me if that's what you came for. Relief?
No, actually, we came for the raft. Change of plan. Three of us here are going to go check out the ship before we commit to anything.
No one told me that.
Just now. Tony and the others weren't too happy about it, but we convinced them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't want any unnecessary deaths on our hands, you know.
Yes. Still, Tony was adamant that no one...
You're lying, Gary! These two are risking us all! Go! Run, tell Tony and the others!
My God, you
stupid!
Oh! I am gonna have your ass for this one, Kent.
Stop! Yeah, Gary, you can try and stop us if you want. But before Tony and his ilk get here, think. If you go back, if you could change anything in the past, would you?
I don't know. Yes, I would.
The truth is... We don't know if there are any survivors on the ship or not. We don't know if there are how many of us are left, period. Life, all life is precious. We can't let our fear and paranoia change that. We can't let Tony sink the ship without knowing, not for sure. Please, help us.
I'm not a good shot, but I row like a Viking.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
All right, come on now. Names are getting harder. Almost honest. You too, Judy. Now I know I'm not letting you out of my sight. All right, come on. There you go. Row.
Gary, go.
Idiots! Back. Back. Zed is all over that river. Everyone back.
Play it that way, little girl. Fine. Guess I'll get to take care of two problems at once.
Think that's such a good idea?
Well, why not? If they're Zed, they're just going to stumble off the edge. If they're human, they'll reply.
Okay.
Hello?
I can't argue with that.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, thank the Lord!
How many of you are still alive?
We are all still... Wait, let me lower the rope ladder.
Even if this was only... He's the only survivor. This was worth it. Every life was worth it.
You have no idea what you've done.
Hey, Gary, stick with the raft, just in case.
Sure, but what if Zed...
Relax. Zeds can't swim. Trust me, I've seen them try.
Right, right. Zeds can't swim, right.
Oh, I wasn't expecting so many of you.
Well, we thought you might need some help. And to be honest, we wanted to make sure that everything was kosher before letting you on our island.
I see. Yes, this is a wise choice. One must make sure that the followers are pure before letting them into the flock.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
How many are there? I mean, on the ship.
Well, hundreds! Delivered as ordered.
What the hell?
Holy
Jesus, God! The entire hillside just blew!
No! Hanan, no!
What the hell is happening here?
Do you not know? Young Lady Tallman, have they not been informed?
What is he talking
about? Oh, God. What is happening?
I don't know. I didn't think. They promised.
What? Who promised?
Oh, Christ. It wasn't supposed to happen like this.
What the hell did you do, Judy?
They are not. They do not believe. Oh, dear.
Believe what?
Hey, guys! There's some strange sounds coming from inside the ship. I mean, I hear all kinds of sounds, like banging.
You set us up. You set us all up. That's why you didn't want Tony sinking the ship.
What is in the ship, Judith?
I don't know. Deacon, put the gun down.
Good God!
So it is for all heretics.
I hear Zed inside.
You insane friggin' bastard. Ugh!
Oh, but glory awaits me in my heaven.
Yeah, I don't think so, freak.
No, we need to know who he's working. Kent, his hand, he's got something in his hand.
For our lords. Children.
Oh, screw this guy.
Kent, no.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
We gotta move now. Now, the ship is sinking!
No, Kent! No way. No how. Didn't fall for
Kent, we gotta get off the ship!
All right, right. Gary, get ready to roll like a mother. We're coming in!
Jesus God!
Kick, punch, hit anything that comes near. Gary, help us, for God's sake!
I'm trying. Dear God, I'm trying. There. Close as I can get. Oh, my God, it hurts so much. The burning hurts so much.
Get on. I'll follow. Gary, start rowing.
I'm on board, Kent. Give me your hand.
Sorry, kid. Someone's got to say and keep these floating Zeds busy.
Hell no. You are not.
I can.
No. Not another. No. Kent, get your ass up here now.
God, the hull is filled with them. Mary, Mother of God. They're swarming the island!
James, no!
No!
You've been listening to AZ Episode 5, Preludes, Part 1. Directed by Jason Crump. Radio play by Aaron Duran and Bobby Roberts. Story by Aaron Duran. Sound effects and engineering by James Robinson. Original music by Kristen Halavnia. Starring Bobby Winchell as Mary, Jim Willig as Kent, Cable Hashitani as Tony Clark, Sarah Moon as Judith Tallman, Jason Miller as Gary Cook, Aaron Duran as Deacon Starlin, all cast and crew as various islanders and zombies. You've been listening to AZ, brought to you by Geek in the City and the Rick Emerson News Network. Tune in tomorrow for Episode 6, Preludes Part 2, No Mercy. I'm Aaron Duran, and on behalf of Jason Crump and the rest of the cast and crew of AZ, thank you. And as always, aim for the head.